Welcome to Bookmarked, where you can take a pause and dive into the wide world of literature. This episode may contain spoilers. Listen at your own risk. The views expressed are the views of the participants and are not shared by the Benton School District. This is Natalie.
And this is Alicia.
And today we're going to be discussing Better Than the Movies by Lynn Painter.
What'd you like about the book?
One thing I will say about the plot is it's very stereotypical. Mm-hmm. Like the title kind of implies that it's not going to be, but it pretty much is. It goes as any other like 2000s rom-com you've ever watched. It was pretty predictable, but sometimes there's like a special quality in a book whenever it is so predictable that it's almost like comfortable. Like you're not on the edge of your seat. It's just like a nice, comfortable, easy read, and you're not having to put much thought into it. So I enjoyed that about the book.
Yeah, for me it was a very like cozy read. It wasn't extraordinary, but also it was like just comforting.
Yeah. It was very easy and relaxing, and if you're a like book lover, it's a nice one to read if you're not looking to like get stressed out by crazy twists and turns and unexpected things to happen. The only time that I really felt like, oh, that's happening is near the end, spoiler alert, where what's his name?
Wes?
Where Michael asks her to prom after all the events of the literal first two-thirds of the book where she literally like had her guy basically, and then it was taken away from her by the guy that she actually wanted.
Yeah, I was so surprised when he was like, do you want to go to prom with me? After she literally talked to him and she was like, you know, you need to figure out things with the girl that you like.
Yeah, you've got to make it work, and you've got to take her to prom and make it a magical moment. And he was like, you know what? I'll make it a magical moment, but not with her.
It was so, like, hilarious to see that. I literally was like, what is happening right now?
I was so confused. I was like, okay. And why?
And then she's like, to Wes, like, you're the Walmart version. And I was like, what?
She said that?
I think so. Like, something along those lines where she's like, you're like the Walmart version. Michael's like the premium version.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. She was like, he's this like greasy burger restaurant while Wes is the nice sit down formal restaurant. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, is that a good thing?
I didn't like that. But at the same time, I was like, huh?
Like, what are you talking? Like, that's an interesting way to look at it. Not how I would have phrased it, but sure.
Yeah.
I think that just was very, like, typical Liz. I don't even know. Like, there were some dialogue moments in the book that I was like, what are you even saying? Like,
yeah.
That's so random. Like, and then at the end, whenever, like, he finally did start liking, what's her name? Michael. Lainey?
I think it was Lainey. I'm not sure.
Whenever he started liking Lainey again or finally asked him out, I was like, why did you not do that all along?
Yeah, I was just so confused how like he switched around, liked Liz, mm-hmm. and then Liz literally had to say to him, go with Lainey. I'm not the girl that you want.
Like, she was like, what are you doing? It's kind of awkward that you like this girl and you took me to prom like this, but yeah. You should go get your girl. Also, I really liked Lainey's character because she was one that I think they tried to make her less stereotypical by not making her the mean girl. I kind of thought from the beginning, because I didn't feel any mean girl vibes from her near the beginning, so I was like, I don't think Lainey is really as bad as Liz is making her out to be, and I turned out to be right, so that was nice.
Yeah, I really like Lainey. Mm-hmm. I wish that they bonded more over that.
Yeah. I wish Lainey was in the book more, because I liked her as a character a lot.
I feel like they should have bonded over their struggles with men.
Yeah. Like, they did for a little bit, like, in the bathroom at the restaurant, but there could have been more of that.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
What well, part? Like, with Liz and, like...
Mm-hmm. With Liz and Michael. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I like you. This is great. Yay. Was... And it was like, no. Or I really felt so... Like, I wanted to throw my book across the room whenever he did ask out Liz, and Liz looks over at Wes, and Wes was like, say yes. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you want this? I don't think you actually want this, Wes.
Liz was ready to say no, and then Wes was like, say yes. And I was like, dude, she was ready to say no.
Yeah. Also, what was the deal with him and Alex? That felt unnecessary. Or was it Alex?
I think it was Alex.
Yeah, the girl that he went to prom with, and he was like, that never fully got, like, addressed at the end where he was, like, where they were meeting up afterwards. He never fully was like, oh, yeah, I actually don't like her, or he never said anything about what happened at prom. It just was...
I don't know. I feel like she should have gone to prom. Like, Liz should have gone to prom with Wes. I was so mad that they didn't go.
Like, I feel like the whole relationship between Wes, that's their couple name, Wiz Cheese, between Wes and Liz never fully was fleshed out. Like, I was missing that last quarter of the book where they're actually together and we can see what they're like as a couple, so we know kind of how that relationship pans out, but that was never there. All we got was Liz visiting her dead mom's, like, grave, but that was with him, and I'm like, this makes it feel more like a trauma bond relationship rather than an actual, like, relationship. That was one thing. I've seen online people say that they really think that they're gonna be together forever, but I'm not a really big believer in high school relationships. Like, it really did feel like she started liking him when she realized that they had similar, like, maternal figures in their life, like him with his grandmother and her with her mother dying. And I feel like their relationship was more of a result of that discovery than it felt like them truly falling for each other.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward whenever she got so mad at him whenever, like, they followed each other to, like, the grave.
And she was like, why are you at the grave? And he was like, because I followed you. I thought you were just running. And I was like, are you a stalker? Like, what?
Yeah, like, if someone goes into, like, a cemetery or a gravesite, it's probably not to just walk and stroll.
Yeah. Not just, they're not having a picnic. Some people do like having picnics at gravesites, but she didn't bring a basket, so.
Yeah, it would have been a little weird.
Also, it was similar, my emotions toward that graveyard scene was similar when she found Helena there. Because I'm like, does everyone just go visit grave sites all the time? Is this, like, not... Is this a common thing?
I mean, I don't do it personally.
Me neither. Like, I know people that have died, but I've never, like, really woken up and been like, I'm going to visit their grave site every single day. But I've never had someone as close as, like, my mom die.
Yeah. But I just thought, like, Helena, it's not... She wasn't even, like... She didn't even know
She didn't her. Know the mom. And she's like, I'm... talking with your mom to figure out you. And I was like, is she supposed to reply? Like,
y'all are not co-parenting.
Y'all, like, never met each other. Like,
I feel like if I was the mother and I was in heaven, I would personally feel insulted.
I'd be like, what are you doing here? I could have heard you at home. Like, you didn't have to make a day trip out.
Literally. And then Liz gets, like, I don't know, does she get mad or sad?
I think she was upset because she was still upset at Helena for butting in too much to her mom's life. That was one thing about Liz, is she was one who seemed, like, if I could say one character who makes mountains out of molehills, it would be Liz B. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, I feel like I understood why she didn't want to go dress shopping, but at the same time, it's like, it's dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there were more important stuff for her to feel sentimental about, like graduation or wedding or something.
Or even, like, if she was in a sports team and they had, like, senior night and her mom wasn't there to walk her for senior night, that would make more sense than, my mom's not here to dress shop. You know?
Yeah, especially since it's prom. It's not like it's her wedding or, like, an important day. I mean, not saying prom is not an important day, but not to that magnitude.
Yeah, not to the extent that they were, like, making it out to be. Also, part of me felt like, I don't know, was Liz even supposed to, like, remember her mom? Because they were talking about how Liz was really young whenever her mom died, like, 7 or 8. So I guess that does constitute, like, kind of, is constitute the right word there? That does kind of show how close of a relationship they had, but it was a long, long time ago, and I feel like fifth grade graduation.
I don't know, but I feel like, I mean, we don't really start remembering until 4, so she would have really only had 4 years with her mother.
Where she fully remembers things. I think it's a very common thing that authors make this mistake. I notice a lot in books, where they claim the main character remembers way further back than they should remember.
Yeah.
Like, if I go back and think about things that I remember from the first grade, I can maybe say, like, 2 or 3 things that I remember. Like, 2 or 3 moments. And that's about it. I don't, like, and 4? Yeah, no. I don't remember anything from being 4 years old, and I feel like there were moments there where they were like, she remembers this from when she's 4, she remembers this when she was 6, and I was like...
Or she remembered the amount of movies that she watched with her mom. I'm like, y'all were like maybe 4 or 6, like... Yeah.
How do you remember every single one you've seen with her? Or like, how detailed the memories always are in books? I'm like...
Or, like, the clothes that she wore, something like that.
Yeah, the wind in her hair. I'm like, my memories are never that picturesque. No. But I think that kind of shows us how much... I want to say Liz is, like, kind of living in the sky or, like, the clouds. Her head's a little bit in the clouds because she's always comparing her real life to movies as a way to, like, find comfort in her mom's death.
Yeah, I guess she didn't get the memo that, like, movies aren't life.
Yeah, they really are not. I, as a movie lover, I really do love movies. I probably see I like to, like, watch the Oscars religiously every single month, and I try to watch as many of the movies that have been nominated for Oscars up until then, and I feel like movies are a good outlet to understand certain things about life. I always find myself coming out of a movie understanding it. But I think movies are nothing more than a facilitator to show a truth rather than being the truth, you know? So I don't think movies are completely, they're never real life, even if they're realistic fiction. And it's the same for books. Movies and books are pretty much the same. They're just different medias. They function the same way.
Yeah. And I mean, she referenced it like every single chapter.
Yeah, she was like, this is like this rom-com. This is like this rom-com. I remember this in Love Actually. And I'm like, that's not what's going on, Liz.
No, I wish that like in the book there was like a scene where like her and Wes get her their own moment. And it's like, oh, this is like my moment, like the movies, not like... This is like this movie.
Yeah, this is like this. Yeah, there was nothing that was super, I guess, concretely belonging to Wes and Liz. Because I don't think they fully fleshed out the relationship enough at all.
No, I wish that we had gotten more of them.
Yeah, it felt like there was more on her connecting with Michael than there was on her connecting with Wes.
Yeah. And I wish we had Wes's point of view on some of this. Yes.
Like, I want to know, like, was he really obsessed with her from first grade?
Because that's a little weird.
That's a detail that they barely, like, went over the end. They were like, actually, Wes has had a crush on you forever. He used to sit outside your window and listen to you play all the time. And it's kind of weird because it kind of reminds me of what they always say, like, when you're a little kid, when guys, like, mess with you or something, they're like, guys just like to mess with girls that they really like. So it's like he never grew up. He never grew out of that phase, is what they're trying to say.
Apparently not.
Yeah. And then she, like, and then in 2 days, he magically matures all of a sudden.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense, because, like, in the beginning of the book, we build him as, like, he didn't like her, he threw mud at her, and stuff like that. And
He decapitated a garden gnome on her little free libraries thing.
Yeah, I'm like, so where does that go with him liking her all the time?
Yeah. And then Michael's the one that's like, oh, so gentlemanly. He always makes sure she feels better after Wes, like, is so mean to her. And,
yeah,
we still like Wes better for some reason.
I wish that there was, like, a point where, like, maybe, like, Liz lost her mom and then, like, Wes could see that. And maybe there was, like, a shift in him or something.
Or even any indication early on that he really, really liked her. But there really wasn't.
No, because he was always like, go to Michael, tell him this. I, like, basically told Michael that you liked him. And I'm like, that's not showing her that you like her at all.
Like, the most I got from those interactions was Michael being like, he talks really well of you. And I'm like, okay, then he knows what there is to talk about. But other than that, he's still trying to, like, get... Yeah. He's still trying to get Liz to date Michael. Like, I feel like if he really liked her that much, he would try to be keeping Michael away from Liz. Yeah. Without her knowing.
Like, he was acting more as a friend than, like, someone who liked Liz.
Yeah, who, like, liked her. Like, they implied that he did, like, to this huge magnitude that it's been years that he's liked her. Ever since she was little or whatever.
But then also, like, why wait till Michael gets there to, like, finally make your move?
Also, when he was, like, trying to change her, like, style and get her to straighten her hair, and then all of a sudden at the end he was like, never mind.
I'm no, like, he literally is like, you dress like your mother because you're trying to remember her. And I'm like,
he's like, but I love that about you. And I was like,
that was an insult and a compliment at the same time.
That was very backhanded. Like, yeah. Why mention her dead mother in the outfits? Also, they kept talking about, he mentions that, he's like, you dress like your mother. But then they also make a point to say that he liked her mother. He liked Liz's mom. Because remember there was that one time that she, like, brings him into the house to, keep bumping this. He brings her into the house to, like, fix his scratch or whatever. And he's like, your mother was so amazing. So is the thing that they're supposed to have in common supposed to be them both liking her mom?
I don't know. It was weird. I also didn't like that, like, towards the end, she was so confident in her style in the beginning. And she was like, I really like this. I really like the dresses and, like, my, I guess, like, kind of funky style that she had. But then towards the end, she starts to be like, oh, I like to dress, like, more normal now, because,
there,
like,
can be normal in the retro. And I was like, no.
If that's your style.
You do you, girl. You don't have to be super, super normal. Because what I was hearing, the vibe I got of Liz from the entire book was that she was actually a really cool person.
Yeah.
Like, she dressed really cool, like, she had a cool car. Wait, what was her car? Maybe not her car, but she... overall, like, just had this cool personality, and I feel like other characters commented on how cool of a person Liz actually was.
Yeah, and she made, like, playlists and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, mixtapes all the time. Like, she seemed to be, like, a very cool character because she wasn't super normal. And it just felt kind of almost toxic in a sense for Wes to be like, you should do this, this, and this to fit into this little box, and Michael will like you.
That at all.
No, me neither. And then at the end he was like, never mind.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, I like that she expanded her style, but at the same time it felt more forced than, like, her wanting to change her style because she truly liked her style.
Yeah. Okay, thoughts on Josh. Okay, what about the situation with Josh?
Okay, so whenever, like, she basically was hiding her relationship with Wes and was lying to Joss. And I was like, She's your best friend.
What's the point of lying? Okay, Josh will be like, oh, you're going after Michael when I said you wouldn't. I don't feel like the repercussions...
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I don't feel like the repercussions of her telling Josh that she was going for Michael would have been that bad.
No.
Compared to the fallout that happened with Josh, finding out that she had been lying.
But also, it's like, if Joss didn't agree, that's not her problem. I feel like a best friend should support you no matter what. They could tell you it's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
But they're still gonna be there. So I feel like if Joss couldn't understand that, then maybe she wasn't her friend.
Yeah. And Joss and them have been friends forever. And I feel like it's weird that now is when we're deciding we're not telling Joss everything. There was this one moment about a third of the way through the book where Liz goes, I'm really good at lying now. But a lot of her lies feel very unnecessary, or like they don't really matter to the plot, rather than the fact that she's just lying.
Whenever they go shopping, or Liz and Wes go shopping, and she goes and meets Joss.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm trying to pick out stuff for Wes's mother. I'm like, huh?
And it, because don't they, they make a point of them being in a teen store, too. I was like, well, is it that bad to say that you're shopping for clothes with Wes so that you could get Michael to like you? Maybe if she told Joss that, Joss would have been like, Michael must not be right for you if you're changing yourself for her.
Yeah, I mean, she could have come up with a better lie than that. Could have been like, oh, see who I met at this store or something. Oh, yeah.
Or I'm trying a new style and I asked Wes to help me. There were much better lies.
Much better.
There was really no point to lie either.
There was no point. I feel like Joss felt more hurt that she didn't tell the truth about the dress and how she felt than lying.
Yeah, I feel like Joss was the only normal character there. Besides Helena. I really liked Helena. But even Helena did some things that I was like, what are you doing?
Going
to the graveyard.
Or I didn't like how she was so pushy with the dress shopping. I wish that she actually got to know Liz and why she didn't want her there.
I do feel like there was parts of the book where they acted like Liz's relationship with Helena was strictly one-sided coming from Jess. I feel like I didn't see a lot of effort on Helena's side besides the fact that she was acting in the role of a mother. But, to get to know Liz, they didn't really do anything together. And it seemed like a lot of that, Helena didn't even try to initiate. She was never like, hey, Liz, do you want to go do this? Or, hey, do you want to do this? She only said that after Liz came up to her and was like, do you want to go dress shopping?
Yeah. I feel like Helena always put the father in the middle. And then the father was, in between. And it's like, what do I do? Do I pick Helena? Do I pick Liz?
Do I pick my own daughter? Who knows? Yeah. The dad was kind of not very there either. He wasn't really a big character in the book. I'm not saying he's a bad father, but he just wasn't in the book.
He could have helped a little more than bonding, because I feel like Helena just wanted to do the mother stuff without getting to know Liz, and Liz didn't want a new mother. I think she wanted a friend more than anything else.
I don't think there would have been anything wrong with Helena just being a friend. When she was talking about how she never calls Helena her stepmother, I don't think there was anything wrong with that. It's okay for Helena to go to the dress shop and not be your mother.
Could have just called her Helena, and that's it.
Oh yeah, Helena's coming with me to do this with. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think it kind of goes back to Liz's personality being one who makes a big event and a big deal out of things. And I think that's part of the main issues. That's where most of the problems of the book come from. She makes mountains out of molehills.
Yeah.
But they do that in movies too, so that could be why.
I feel like it was kind of resolved towards the end because she finally got over it and was I'm not for Michael. Michael is for someone else. Yeah. But at the same time, she makes this whole ordeal going to Wes's house with a playlist and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, instead of, like, sticking up for herself whenever Wes gets there, she's just like, oh, nothing. I lost my penny. A penny? Really?
A penny? That's all you needed?
Like, when I saw that, I was like, a penny? That's all you thought? Really?
That's all you could think of? Like, oh, I left my phone out here earlier. Nah, a penny. But to be fair, it is in Wes's backyard, so it is kind of weird that she was over there.
Yeah. Like, could have said, like, oh, I kicked the ball or something, and it went over your fence.
Oh, my. Did she have any pets?
Did she? I don't know.
She had cats. She had Mr. Fitz Pervert.
Oh, yeah.
The cat. She could have been like, oh, I saw my cat wander back here. Yep. That was it. He's missing. Help me find him.
Yeah, she could have even said, like, oh, I'm waiting for Michael and he wanted to talk to you, but he went out or something. Like, along those lines, it could have thrown Michael under the bus.
I don't know what she expected going back there, too. Like, was he supposed to get back there and be like, oh, you still exist. Wow, I do want to date you.
After she, like, treated him like dirt, kind of.
Like, kind of ignored him during the prom, didn't say anything to him. Like, went with Michael despite them, like, having a thing going on.
I didn't like how Wes picked Alex.
Me neither.
Because he always said, oh, yeah, nothing's going on with her.
I don't care about Alex. And then, like, went back and proved that there was something going on because he asked her out.
Yeah, and then he's, like, kind of jealous whenever Liz and Michael dance together. But I'm like, you're literally dancing with Alex.
Mm-hmm. Like, why are you upset?
Mm-mm. But I also didn't like how Liz got jealous at Wes for bringing Alex back home. Like, you're the one who was like, yes, I want to go to prom with Michael. And you're, like, the Walmart version.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty typical for you to bring your prom date, like, to hang out if you like them and your friends.
Yeah.
I don't think, honestly, if I was in that situation and I was like, I need a big gesture to Wes to prove that I still like him,
I would have waited till morning.
I would have waited till the next day. Like, you literally live, what, 10 yards away from each other. Could have hopped the fence and said it at any moment, but nah. Night of prom when he has a date.
Exactly. I'm like, you could have, like, I don't know, like, bought flowers or a cake the next morning. Like, you could have gone to sleep, thought about it a little more, mm-hmm. You know?
Like, been a little more lucid.
Yeah. Rather than, yeah, at 11 or midnight, I'm gonna go and confess my love.
Another thing that was weird about the prom scene is Joss. That was so random where she's like, I went with this weird kid.
It's like, it was never mentioned. Like, didn't know the guy.
It had no point of being there, but it was.
And then I also didn't like how the friend group was so, like, limited. Like, you only knew Joss or Liz from the friend group.
There was more friends in the group, but we never heard from them besides, those are the two that mostly hang out with Joss over me.
Okay, can we know their names, please?
Yeah, like, it was, like, Cassidy and something? We know nothing about Cassidy, but she's, like, there.
Why didn't Joss go with her, then?
Yeah, why are we... I think they said something in the book where the other one of them got a date. Why didn't she just go with her friend, then?
Yeah, because the whole point was they were going as friends.
Yeah, I think it's kind of shows how the book was written by someone who's probably older. She looks like she has to be 45. I feel like it's because my mom always tells me that when she was a kid, if you didn't have a date, you didn't go. And I guess coming from someone who's older, their perspective, they would be like, they don't have a date, so there's no point that they're going. But nowadays, that's so different.
Yeah, I feel like she could have a little bit, put it in more present, mm-hmm. Like,
there was some stuff that they did that I was like, that doesn't happen in high school these days.
No.
Like those giant promposals where everybody's watching. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, no. I felt so awkward for Liz. I would have said no just to, like, be like, I can't be in this spot. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but, like, if the whole school's watching me.
You can do a grand gesture without the whole school watching.
I think I would have just melted away.
Yeah, I would have been honestly. Like, goodbye. No. Like,
you know what? I think someone's calling me.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Let me think about this one. Like, those giant, like, gestures, like, grand gestures. Especially, I would say never do those big grand gestures if you don't know what the other person's answer is going to be.
Yeah, because, like, the day before, they were not even, like, they were friends.
Mm-hmm. Like, they were talking about him with another girl. So, I think you should at least warn someone or have it, like, not be a complete surprise when you ask them out if you're gonna do a giant gesture like that. Like, the only time I've seen something anywhere close, it's only been when it's a guy and his girlfriend. The guy's asking out his girlfriend to prom, and it's like, well, obviously they're going, so he does a bigger gesture.
And also, like, the only interactions that, like, Liz had with Michael were, like, the ones that she had with Jet, with Wes.
As well. Or yeah. The ones where she ended up with the bloody nose.
Yeah, the bloody nose, or, like, was it, like, the puking?
She got vomited on the first time. I was like,
ew. I was like, what the heck?
Out of all the things that could have interrupted her from talking with Wes, why did it have to be bodily fluids?
For real.
Like, that was so gross. Like, when they kept describing it to, I was like, ugh.
And then she had to change into, like,
Wes's clothes. I was really weirded out when he was holding her pants up for her. Like, she could do it herself. Like, that's such a weird, like, thing to comment on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, Michael and Liz were friends, but then he moved away. And then he moved back. But they didn't talk like, that much.
He's the same person.
How would you know? You never talked to him.
Yeah. Like, and it seems like he was gone for a very long time, so I don't even know how she remembered him.
I mean, I remember my childhood friends, but, like, to the point of that, no.
If I, like, I'm trying to think. If I had a friend in elementary school, I can think of plenty of friends that I've had in elementary school that moved away before I got to middle school, and I don't think of them at all.
I mean, I think of them maybe once in a blue moon, but, like...
Not... to the point where I'm, like, crushing on them from however many miles away they are. They live in, like, Connecticut or something, right? Or no, that's Good Girls Guide to Murder. I just finished that. They live in Connecticut in that story. Where do they live?
Nebraska.
It's Nebraska. How? Nebraska's not too far from Texas, but if I had a friend that lived, like, if I had a friend from elementary school that moved away in elementary school, I really don't think, no matter how close I was with them, I would remember them.
Especially if it's like a childhood crush.
Yeah, because in elementary school, it's not like you have phones to, like, text each other all the time or talk to each other, and it's not like you go visit. So unless your family is super close with their family, I don't see how that would make sense that you think about him all the time. And it was very clear and evident from the book that she had not talked to him at all since he left, because he was like, oh, you're not little Liz anymore.
That was weird.
They're the same age. Calm down.
Little Liz
when they're in the same grade.
I would have been like, what are you trying to insinuate? That I'm little?
Yeah. Huh? Like, huh?
Like, I would take that as an insult. I think I would stop crushing on him as soon as he said that. I would have been like,
We're the same age.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're my older brother's friend who's, like, 3 years older than me.
And
like, how was she ever little compared to him?
I mean, I don't know, but, like, and also, he had just, like, reunited with her. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how would you know if she's little or not?
Mm-hmm. We don't know. Also, I don't know. I don't ever look at another person in my grade and be like, you're littler than me.
I would never call someone from my grade, like, little something.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like an inside joke or something.
Like, I would never call, like, I have a friend who's a sophomore who's, like, really tall. I would maybe call him little as a joke.
Yeah.
When I know he's, like, 6 inches taller than me. But I would never call anyone little seriously if they were around my age at all.
No, that I feel like that's more of an insult than anything.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Or like you're poking fun at someone taller than you, but...
Yeah. And then she still liked him, and she was like, oh, look at him. He's so, like, nice and gentleman. And I'm like, that's not what a gentleman would say.
Yeah. You're not in the third grade anymore. That's weird. You're all grown up.
It was kind of like a third grade romance in a way.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was weird whenever she was like, please let me talk to Michael, or, like... bring me to a basketball game, or bring me to a party where it's like you never wanted to go to one.
How is she looking back on what her third grade self is thinking and not being like, wow, kids, am I right?
Yeah.
Because if I had any love interest in the third grade, they were definitely not out of something genuine. It was like, oh, we have the same favorite color. That's so yeah. Cool of us.
Or we have the same hobbies or something. It's yeah. Like...
it's not anything serious. Like, how could she look at it back at her third grade self and was like, yep. She knew what she's talking about. She knows. She knows exactly what future me needs.
Yeah, no. Just... I wish we, like, got to know more about her playlist making.
Yeah.
Because that was so cool, and then we never got, we got like,
they were like, she makes playlists but never listens to them.
I'm like, can you care to elaborate on that?
Does anyone else listen to these playlists? Like, I want to know. Does anyone else listen to these playlists? Or is it just you? Do you just write down the names of songs in a list?
Yeah. I feel like it would have been so cute, her and Wes creating, like, I know, like, they created their own playlist, but, like, have more of that.
Yeah, because I don't as far as we know, they never listen to it.
Yeah.
Or I want to hear more about her future career, how she wants to be a...
That would have been nice.
Yeah, her future career sounded cool, where she's like, I'm doing what my mom did, and they never flesh into that. There were some details of the book that I feel like they could
have... It could have been expanded on.
Yeah, and I would have been like, that's cool, rather than just more random moments of Wes... Or no, not Wes, of
Michael.
Her trying to talk to Michael and it getting ruined by someone kicking a basketball in her face.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have those moments in, like, to break those, like, scenes up, because I feel like they were back to back to back to back to each other.
Or break, or, like, kind of chisel down the barrier between her and Wes, because it felt like in the book that there was, like, some, like, invisible gap between them, and then all of a sudden, like, when they, like, started kissing...
Yeah,
it was gone like that. There was no like sort of like chiseling away at
I
that gap.
I forgot they kissed. I literally forgot they kissed. Oh my god. Yeah, she kissed him, and then all of a sudden,
and then
bye.
And then Michael was like, "Nah, we're going to prom together."
And she still said yes.
And she still said yes.
Oh my
that
god.
That makes that moment even worse.
I'm like, how do you kiss someone and not think, oh, maybe that person will feel bad? Mm-hmm. Like, because she's not the type of person who just kisses someone to kiss someone. Like, yeah. You know that kiss.
It's gotta be a special moment. Like, it.
And then it was a special moment and she ruined it.
Because the day later she was like, I'm going with another dude to prom.
And then Wes also said yes, was nodding his head and everything. I was like.
That moment. That is the moment of the book where I think about, I'm like, why do y'all do this?
My jaw dropped.
It's crazy to... Why is this so echoey? It's crazy that he was the one being like, yeah, go ahead, say yes. And she was like, yeah, I'll say yes. Just because he said to say yes, because I like him.
Make it make sense, please.
Oh, I remember what I was saying. I remember, like closing the book a couple of times when I got to that part, because it was Thanksgiving break and I was reading it on the couch, and I just remember I was also watching TV, getting to that part, reading like two lines, closing it and being like, no. And then I'd open it up and read the next two lines and be like, no, I can't do this.
No, same. I had that same reaction. I was opening it and I was like, no, don't do this to me. Please.
Don't make me live through the awkwardness of her, like,
it was already awkward that she was walking down the steps to meet Michael with his proposal. But then you made me read with, like, Wes nodding his head. I'm like,
and you make me read the aftermath of knowing that she's not going to prom with the guy that she likes.
And, he, like, Wes picked her dress and everything. It was such a cute moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like it had
the dress meant nothing.
Yes, it had all the potential, and it failed. It failed.
To be like, I hate that we never got the reaction of Wes and in her in the dress.
Same. Oh my god.
That was the one moment that I was like, I hate this.
Because why build that scene and have him pick the dress if you're never gonna have him
if they never go together in the dress?
Yes. I feel like they should have at least danced or something. Mm-hmm.
There were parts that had the, like, potential of being really romantic and really cute, and then it just...
Yeah, and then at the end, it just failed. Like, it just, like, the execution was just not there. I'm like, you had all the potential to build it up and have it romantic and be like, okay, well, now I can see the romantic and stuff like that. But it's like, no, she went home, changed, and started to, like...
She got angry after she tried on the perfect dress. Like, how do you have any room in your head to be mad? So, that was one point that I was really mad about. That we had all this buildup of, oh, he helped her choose the dress because he loves her wearing white, and all this blah da 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 da, and then they...
Never went.
They didn't go.
I mean, I was kind of hoping that, like, whenever she talked to Joss, then she would go ahead and talk to, like, Wes and, like, say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that or something. Never happened.
Yeah, there was never any, like, conversation after the whole promposal where they were like, yeah, we shouldn't have done this. That was silly of us.
And it was kind of hypocritical for her to be like, Michael, you go and talk to Lainey, but then not her talk to Wes.
So all in all, I feel like there was problems with the plot itself and there are things that we were mad about, but it was a nice light read and it was really nice.
Yeah, it was a cozy read. Like, I would probably maybe reread it after I finished, like, a large series or like, a big book, because it's really short and it's like, you don't get super invested, but it's, like, not the worst thing.
There were some parts that I felt like could have been expanded on, and there's some parts I wish happened. But you're not going to be on the edge of your seat reading it. It's not going to stress you out like a sci-fi thriller or anything like that.
No, it's...
It doesn't take a lot of brain power. It was good, though.
Yeah. Okay, this has been Alicia and Natalie with Bookmark. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you again next week. Our music is by Fez Lion Studios.
Thank you.